Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles. Welcome to Static.
Why do you always mock me? What's with all the mockingness here?
I know, I don't mock you. I just come on in. You know, you open the door and I come on in. And I'm like,
you're mocking me. It's a mock.
No, come on.
Yeah, you're mocking me. That's what you're doing right there.
I don't mock you.
Yeah. You're mocking me.
Deeply.
Yes, exactly.
As an entertainer.
Oh, my gosh. Now, I heard you weren't feeling well tonight through the grapevine.
Yeah, a little bit.
Other than the huge amount of phlegm that you normally have, I can't tell the difference.
So I'm very phlegmy.
Oh, what, did you have pizza? What kind of pizza? Casey's pizza?
I had Domino's. Yeah.
Oh, Domino's. Domino's. I had Domino's last week. Gave me the shits.
I'm hoping. It hasn't happened yet.
I had, like, you know, like a couple hours later, it was like, holy moly. Mother. Yeah. It was bad.
Buy one, shit one free.
Yeah, evidently. It's like, I should just got the Little Caesars cheapy stuff, I would have been better off, you know what I mean? Got that Domino's is just like tore me up.
Yeah.
That's unusual. Let me tell you, you know, they always say you got like 7 pounds of red meat or something. No fucking way. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a steak from like the 80s come out during that bout, I swear to God.
I bet.
It was bad.
You might have a few hamsters up there.
What am I, Richard Gere? Come on now. Roscoe P. Coltrane. Oh, my gosh. I don't feel that well either, to be honest with you.
Your shoulder hurts.
My shoulder hurts, exactly.
Your shoulder hurts.
Got a sore shoulder. That's right.
From you never did say why it hurts. You just said because you're older, suddenly it hurts or something.
I said because I'm old and fat. That's what I said.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I'm old and fat, and my shoulder hurts.
That skin has reached its stretching capacity.
Oh, my goodness. So, you know, I wanted to take a little time tonight. Talk a little bit about history. You want to do that, Miles?
Love history. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
oh, I know you are. You're like history. Especially you love the history of pornography. But that's not what I'm talking about.
I've heard things, but I mean, I don't know. Continue.
You love pornography history, don't you?
Sure, yes.
I'm
addicted to it. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, okay. No, our history, I was just thinking, it's coming up on January here. We're coming to the end of the year. I'm going to sneeze, holy moly. Coming up at the end of the year here, and, you know, that's another anniversary for us. We're going to enter into 14 years now doing this bullshit.
We've made like $100 so far. So
$100, that's right. If you consider the balance sheet, we're in the negatives, so, you know.
Yeah, pretty much.
I know you look at the balance sheet as, you know, I didn't pay anything and there's $100, so therefore we made $100, but I kind of say, well, you know.
Yeah, you pretty much pay all the expenses.
Right, that's right.
That's great for me, actually.
That's right, it's good for you. And I'm not complaining about it. I didn't mean that to be a stab at you. I wouldn't do it if I didn't want to, because I'm cheap as hell. So believe me, If it were really that big of a problem, you would be hearing about it. You know?
Yeah, I'll pay for it. I don't care.
Yeah, see? There you go. I mean, I would be I would be complaining or something. I don't know.
No, it's all right. It's all good.
So, but I was just thinking about that because, you know, I always think I listen to a lot of different shows online. And everybody likes to say, oh, we've been doing it for, you know, 7 years or whatever. And it's like, we don't really toot our own horn enough, I don't think, sometimes.
We've been life partners for 14 years now.
we were way ahead of the gay marriage curve.
Yeah, apparently, yeah.
Apparently, yes. But I just thought I would give folks who may not have listened all the years kind of the lowdown is that we recorded our first like test show on Thanksgiving weekend 1998. And by January, I had the website going and we had a show on it. And that's been every week since January 1999.
Yeah.
So, and we've never, I wouldn't say, we've never missed a week totally.
No, I don't think we have.
No, we haven't.
We've recorded early sometimes, I guess, to accommodate for vacation.
Right. We've recorded early for vacations and you know, deaths in the family and whatnot, it seems like, but we've never missed it. Now, the only show that we skipped was 9/11. We did not do a show that week.
Yeah, that's true.
And you complained bitterly about my choice of copyright-free music for that week. Yeah, it was pretty shitty.
Yeah, I didn't want to mention that because you
were just that's okay. You can mention it. But yeah, my
shittiest rendition of the anthem you could find.
It wasn't like, you know, Miles' title All But Kazoo Band or anything playing it, but it was not very good. You're right.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, but you know, all scratchy.
But that's the only week we didn't have a show.
Yeah, and that was respectful, though.
Yeah, so. But no, we don't talk about that enough. Some people would do that every week. Hey, we've been... Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no, I usually try to talk about it about this time of year here lately. But for years, we didn't even say anything. And so I'm just mentioning it out of the fact that I like keep hearing everybody else. And I'm like, I guess we probably should say something. It's more along the lines of, you know, if you don't speak up, you're not going to get pie, kind of a situation.
Yeah, I'm not pie.
I know, so we have to speak up a little bit. Yeah,
congratulations, 14 years.
Yeah, there you go. We've lasted longer than like most of your friends' marriages, right?
The ones that will still talk to me. Yeah, you're right.
I was going to say we've lasted more than, let's see, at least one of my friends' marriages for certain.
Yeah.
Another good friend of mine's dead, so we lasted longer than he did.
Wow, man, what's with that?
Well, he died of cancer. It was horrible.
Well, yeah, I guess so. Christ.
He died of complications from cancer. I'll put it that way. He didn't die of the cancer. The cancer just made it so weak that he died. So he died of a stroke. So. Anyway, what else? You know, I'm trying to think of any other terrible things to associate the 14 years.
Well, the show really started on kind of a mediocre note and it's kind of really gone downhill. Thanks, Bob, for turning everyone up with this whole story.
Sorry, that just came into my head. I'm like, well, because you know why? I'll tell you why. Here's the relation between my friend dying a couple years ago, and that is because you keep insisting that I'm going to tell a story about a gravel pit, right?
Right.
Well, he was at the gravel pit along with some other ladies.
Yeah.
And he's dead.
Right.
So
I understand that.
Okay.
But no one knows that but you.
Well, I just mentioned it. There you go.
I just embellished the story to make it a little more interesting. I just said, you and this guy double-teamed some girl. I just thought that would be funny.
That wasn't true, though. That was not a true statement.
Well, that would get listeners in, though.
Okay.
You and your friend, you know, high-fiving each other, you know, during it. Like, hey, man, all right, yeah.
Oh, my. You make it sound like some kind of Sopranos brothel scene or something. No,
I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't know what you guys are doing in your El Camino. I don't know.
You didn't have an El Camino, I don't think. Oh, my God. I think I drove, so it was my shitty car. Yeah. So, but anyhow, yeah, he passed away, so that's terrible. Anyway, not that I wanted to take that tangent, but,
anything else? You want to talk about?
Well, I was hoping you'd jump in at this point and try to pull something out.
Well, I think most people have committed suicide in the last 10 years. I guess I can go into that.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. You got some people that commit suicide. Fantastic.
Yeah, I know. Well, gee, come
that's,
on, man.
That's great.
Show up, man.
Oh, my. I'm sorry. Oh, my.
Well, I think that's enough of the introduction piece of the show tonight. That's the intro piece.
You're not helping me out here. You're supposed to be helping me out.
That one, what? Do you want me to go into your three-way at the gravel pit or what?
Oh, no, nothing like that. I mean, you know, what's happened in 14 years to you? I mean, that's... you were, you know, you're doing pretty good.
What?
You're doing pretty good. What happened in your 14 years since we've been doing this show?
Well, I did not have an orgy at a rock quarry.
Well, that was pre the show, though. That was way before the show.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. I know. But I mean, you know, you're doing
like
good.
Old school stories. You know,
well, you still got the same job, don't you? You still got the same job, right?
Yeah, I've been in the same place for a while.
Yeah, me too. See, look at that.
Yeah,
we've both been amazingly gainfully employed for the past 14 years.
Yeah, I mean, despite what your mom will say, I do work. Yeah,
that's right. See, there's a good thing.
My 20th wedding anniversary will be this summer.
You're coming here. You go. Oh, really? You're going to be married 20? Let me think about mine. And, well, I've already passed
Bob,
mine. I've already passed mine.
He just had his anniversary recently.
Yeah, I did. I just had my...
congratulations to Bob and Mrs. Lamont.
Yeah, that's right. I just had mine. That's true. Go figure.
The wedding I didn't go to. Yeah.
I didn't go to yours either. So we're even up.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't go because I couldn't afford to go, but you didn't go because I don't know why.
Maybe, I was invited to the rock quarry to bone you bitches.
Maybe you weren't invited. I don't know. I didn't really write anything up, to be honest with you. That was all taken care of. So.
Yeah. No, you know, I didn't. No, you know, I didn't go to your wedding because I was gonna go, and then like the professor like said, "Well, you won't graduate with the shit you turned in, basically."
Oh, that's right. You had to. Supposedly, you had to work. That's right.
I had to redo a whole thesis paper like in 2 days. Yeah.
You missed out because the girls from the French Club were there and everything. So.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, didn't your video feature, your wedding video feature their asses?
Yes.
Someone left the camera running out and yes. Got a few drinks, and he's pretty much got these girls' asses.
It was, it was like for about a good solid 20 minutes, it's all asses.
I know, you should just like make some stills of that. Like, hey, here's some asses that we're having.
Here's some vintage asses. you know... On the one hand, you are like, oh, you know, what's going on? On the other hand, it's like genius, don't you think?
My God, yeah, they had some sweet asses.
Well, there you go. That's what I'm saying. It's pure genius. The guy is a friend of my dad's. Genius. Man's a genius.
Yeah, hey, upskirt.com. There's nothing to say.
He's not a very tall guy, right? He was running the camera. Yeah. He forgot to hit the button. He walks around with it at his side.
I was mad. I didn't think of it. Oh, yeah. I must have the camera on.
Oddly enough, very stable. Very stable.
Very stable, yeah. Something nice.
He had stiff arms. I don't know. Something.
French chicks, too.
So, yeah, the French girls.
Oui, oui, oui.
Really? Enchanté.
Mon crayon, that's right.
Mon crayon. Yeah. So yeah, no, that was a good time. That was one of those things that was like, okay, that's a good one. So
but I did not make it to your wedding.
That's okay. Well, see, that didn't happen. But that's been more than 14 years ago. So
yeah,
same with you. I'm surprised. Yeah. You know, I'm surprised either one of us is still married. I'm surprised we're both not living in a hut somewhere.
Well, that's true. Yeah, I have seen my wife's best friend naked.
That's happened recently. So
that happened in 14 years. I know. That's something I won't forget. I can guarantee that.
That's a good one. See, look at that. Now we're going somewhere.
You know, so young lady comes around my house parading around naked, you know, I'm like, all right,
well, there you go. Where's that video camera at?
I turned myself in immediately, though. I told them that.
Oh, geez, you're so honest. Such an honest guy.
I couldn't know with myself. I go, hey, listen, I just want to know. I saw your friend smoking ass. I just want to say, man, it was sweet.
Yeah.
It was sweet.
Does she have any kind of, like, waxing? Could you tell?
I couldn't really see the where the babies come from, I guess. But I did see some. I saw side boob that night.
Yeah, is that like a technical term where the babies come from?
Well, I don't know what you want to call it.
Oh my goodness! Yeah. Her vajayjay, was she vajazzled?
Vajayjay, yeah, I did not see the vajayjay. I should have said, hey, you dropped a dollar. I'm sure I could have perfectly seen it.
Oh my goodness. See, that's something good. That's a good thing.
That was a good thing in 14 years. Hell yeah. It would be like your own strip show in your own house.
There you go. Wow. That's a good thing.
Usually people have to, you know, go to a bachelor party or something to see this. They're really sweet.
There you go.
Like my own bachelor party I never had. Like, wow, this is nice.
So you were happy about that. That's great.
I mean, I was like sick with the flu, and she was medicated and stuff, walking around the house.
So we got dropped off there just all of a sudden, like, so I was asking, I forgot what I'd ask you a question and you were gone. The Skype, you know, since Microsoft took it over, it's all gone to even worse shit than it was before, I think.
Yeah.
I was asking, what was I saying? Oh, I was saying you may have been in such a delirious state. You just were seeing yourself in the mirror.
No, I do not have a tramp stamp, so I knew it wasn't me.
Well, the side boobage could certainly be you. I mean, honestly.
No, I would not. My areoles are not that dark red, man.
My God, this is a weird thing to say, but you've got some of the brightest boobs.
It's like gonna scar me forever hearing this. Jesus.
It's like a fucking baboon's ass on your breast. I come to your apartment in college and you open the door without a shirt and I'm like, holy, what the?
It's would like, you do me?
No, do I was. Me. It was like a couple of pigs with lipstick on or something. It was just. It snouts.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, my God.
You know, and a few random hairs.
Why would anyone remember that? I don't.
Well, mostly I think because my parents were with me. That was
yeah, I know. The probably great if I was just buck ass naked. I think that'd be funny as hell. Hey, what's up?
I was like, dude. But it was like, oh my god, those your memories.
My moves.
And at that time, they weren't even, you know, they weren't as large as they are these days, so.
Yeah, you're right. My lumps, my lumps.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, hers were, like, really dark red, man.
Okay, well, then there was no mistaking for yourself.
No, yeah, it definitely was not me looking at myself.
I don't know if you were laying around pinching your own boobs that day when we stopped.
No, this is actually a true thing. Yeah. It's true. I was sick with the flu, and I didn't know this lady would be at my house that day. And
oh my god!
I still remember. Holy cow! Okay, don't look, Miles. Look at what? Oh my god! Holy cow!
I can't get the image out of my head of you answering the door.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah, I know. I still don't know why you would bring your parents to my apartment.
I don't know either.
You know, you're at the door, you hope, you know, it's like a nice young lady that needs to borrow a cup of sugar or something. Or
Valerie.
Yeah, or Dr. Cheryl or someone, Dr. you know. Cheryl, yeah. No, it's like Bob's, you know, parents. Like, oh,
I think they were down visiting, and we went out to lunch, and I said, oh, there's a Miles apartment. Let's swing by there. And they're like,
why? My family never even came to visit me, and you bring your family over. I'm like, oh,
well,
my God.
My mom's nice like that. She's like, oh, yeah, let's go. And then she sees you, and, of course, she forms an opinion that's negative, so.
Does he get assistance? Is he assisted by the government? That's or? Right. No, he, Mom, I don't he, think he does. He's rich. Just leave him alone.
That's right. Is he, does he get a full scholarship or something?
Is he special?
Yes, that's right. She's like, whoa.
Does he do drugs?
He's nipping out, that's for sure.
Had I known, I would have got dressed. I just thought, like, hey, I'll just, you know, be all impressed. You know, whoever's at the door is like, ooh, wow. Actually, it's funny because I always make fun of your fat friend Mark. You know,
I know.
He's sitting around your apartment with his shirt all unbuttoned, his like fatness hanging out. And here I am answering the door, you know, partially naked when your mom shows up.
I know, that's it. Well, you're ready for action. That's what it was.
So, What's up, mommy? What's up?
What's up? Oh, my God.
Bob, why don't you drop your mom off and pick her up in a few hours?
That's right, yeah. I'll show her around the place. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
She's got a tramp stamp.
You had a peephole. You could have looked.
I didn't expect, you know, your whole family to be standing there. Like, wow.
My brother didn't come. He didn't show up.
Well, I didn't know you had a brother at the time. You never mentioned him.
Oh, yeah, well, that's true. Probably not.
Yeah, oh, my you're like God. Jim Morrison. Oh, my family, you know, they're all dead. Yeah.
They're all dead, and I show up with them.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, oh, well, I thought you said, oh, like, oh, your family was, like, eaten by a whale or something. What's this? Oh, yeah, they are alive, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That was too funny.
Oh, okay. That's weird. Okay.
let me show you around the place.
Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah, it brings his parents to the ghetto. Like, hey, let me go see my drug dealer Miles here. Let me see him. We like to, you know, have a fatty go over there and just, you know, smoke the bejesus about, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
I could not repay you back because, like, none of my loser family would show up to visit me and be like, hey.
Your dad was there for graduation. I saw your dad then.
Well, graduation, whippy dip. I mean, yeah, I'd been there for like 2.5 years.
I saw your mom
and
dad.
I think my brother showed up, but, like, he was, like,
driving through, honking, hey.
No, they stopped at a town about an hour north of there. It's kind of off the interstate. I can't think what it's called.
Salem?
No. You're staying at the Williams. Yeah. I can't think of it now, but it was a, oh, man, something. Gosh, I didn't look at the map and see what it is. But.
Oh, okay.
But I never came out. I'm like, well, why don't you just come out? Well, we don't want to. Why don't you just come up here? I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, they're marrying, visiting some other relatives.
Yeah, no, actually, they do have relatives down there, yeah.
In the federal penitentiary over there.
Down in DuCoin. Pinckneyville.
Oh, Pinckneyville. That's a good one.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I had a couple friends come down to visit, I guess. But, you know,
yeah, one of them was a real asshole, but that's a whole other story.
Well, I don't want you talking to Dan the Weatherman like that.
Oh, no, I love Dan the Weatherman. What are you talking
about? No, I know. I had a very nice friend, Dan the Weatherman, who helped me move.
Yes.
I don't know why he agreed to this, but he did actually help me move, so he was a very nice guy.
I like Dan the Weatherman. It's the other dude I didn't like. You know,
yeah,
I don't even remember his name.
What?
I can't remember. I think his first name was Mike.
Maybe. Okay, we'll go with Mike. Yeah.
Okay. Was that his name? I don't remember.
Yeah, for purposes of the show, it is Mike. Yeah.
Okay, he's just a real douchebag. My God.
He was a real douchebag. He wasn't always like that, but yeah, he kind of turned. He's one of those guys like instant asshole at alcohol, you know what I mean?
No, Dan the Weatherman's great. Are you kidding
me? Up until 21, he was a very nice guy. And then he started drinking after 21. And then he...
Yeah, he was an ass.
Smidge does not like him. I don't think Dan the Weatherman liked him. I don't think. Yeah, there's a lot of people didn't. I didn't like him after a while. Like, I don't know.
Well, I just remember, I'm like, this guy, you know, what are you hanging out with this guy for? He's just a total asshole.
No, like, no one ever, like, he's, like, one of the few people that came and visit me, and, like, he's, like, he shows up, and, like, he woke up that morning, he didn't like what I had to eat, he's like, hey, do you want me to go out and buy your groceries or something?
He didn't like corned beef or whatever the hell you're fixing.
You know, I was like a guy living on his own. You know, I didn't really buy a lot of groceries. I went out to eat a lot. And he's all like, do you need me to go buy you groceries? Or... I'm like, no. So he's like made like banquet chicken for breakfast. I remember that. Like
banquet chicken. Holy moly. I don't even eat breakfast. Yeah,
which is like the shittiest like chicken you can eat.
I know, you must. It's like that chicken with the bones in it. Come on, man. Oh my God.
Because I was like, well, okay, what, you know, because I'm like, what does this guy like to do? You know, like I took him to a strip club and he got all weird and he's like, I don't.
I figured he'd like that. Come on, you guys.
No, he had a horrible time. He's like, I'm not into this. Even though he's been to multiple strip clubs, you know, he's all like, I'm not into this.
Well, that's because it was a hillbilly strip club, but that's a.
And then we did a couple other things, but yeah, he's just, I don't know, it was just like totally like, I don't know, it was weird.
I don't think I even actually met him face to face. I only talked to him on the phone, and I'm like, I don't even want to meet this guy.
You talked to the guy for like 2 minutes on the phone. I just all I took, like, I hate this fucker, hate him.
You're right, that's basically what it was. I was like, what in the hell? You know?
Who is this? What?
I'm like, dude, don't even come over. Don't even bother.
I don't know. He just, I don't know. I don't know if he felt guilty, like I should really go visit Miles.
That's weird. I think he was, he was in love with you or something. And you
I don't know. He lived like 6 hours away. I don't even know why he came down. I still don't know why he would even.
I think it was, he didn't know he was gay. And,
I don't know.
Rebuffed his advances there, and so therefore.
I did not have enough food in my apartment. I remember that for his, you know, his high style living.
Yeah.
He didn't enjoy banquet chicken for frickin', you know, breakfast. Everyone loves it, you know, except this guy.
I would never eat banquet chicken at all.
I mean, it's shitty enough for supper, let alone frickin' breakfast. Who makes fried chicken for breakfast? Come on.
I would find something to drink, and that would be my breakfast. That would be it. I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah. My own piss. I drink my own piss before eating that chicken.
That's right. I would. I would drink my own urine before eating that chicken.
Yeah, that was a long time. I don't know. That was weird. Yeah, I don't. I can't think of anyone else that even remotely came down to these and visit.
It makes me wonder how I've known you for so long, because no one else seems to.
Well, the funny was, and I know I've told this before, but it was I found out there's a girl I went to high school with.
Yeah.
And remember, I know we talk about her every once in a while, but you know, I'd say hi to her on campus. And
oh, yeah, Kara.
And then, like, many years later, I see her, like, the 20th high school reunion. She's, like, totally still acts like she doesn't know me. Like, who?
We used to say Kara, like, yell it across the quad.
I know. I go, oh, yeah, Southern Illinois. She's like, oh, did you go there?
We used to sneak up on her and yell it.
How many times did I do that to that girl?
Every time you saw her, you yelled.
Like a dozen at least?
Oh, probably more than that. I can't remember how many
times. That's why I don't go to my high school reunions anymore, because people like act like they just don't know me.
I joined in. I never even knew her. I would just say her name. So
I know. We'd see this girl walking the camp like, oh, hey, say her name. You know, wouldn't you be like, oh, that's over from my old high school? Oh.
Maybe she didn't like that aspect of things, people yelling at her across the...
I actually found a girl in my own apartment building that was a lot younger than me, that had actually gone to the same high school, and we actually had a better relationship than me and this girl that were in the same class together.
That says something about you there, I think.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad, actually, that was weird, because this girl was like, hey, I just broke up with my boyfriend.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. And he's like the star baseball player or something on the team. I'm like, okay. She goes, I want you to go out with a bar with me, and we're going to kind of make him jealous. And I agreed to it. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, all right.
I don't remember this. I guess you didn't tell me.
I'm like, I'm glad I didn't get my ass whipped by a whole freaking softball team or something.
Softball team.
I think it's a baseball player. No, yeah, it's a true story. Yeah, she's like, okay.
I'm sure he saw you and he was like, oh, she's just doing some more work for her special ed courses.
That's her retarded cousin, right?
That's her retarded cousin. She's taking her out to the bar.
Why did I even agree to that? I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, all right.
Because
yeah.
You're hoping to get laid, basically. I'm sure that's where.
Well, yeah. Like, hey, let's make them really jealous right now. You're going to get on your knees right now at the bar.
I don't want it to be quite that jealous.
I'm going to bend you over this bar right now. That's what I'm going to do.
That was your whole motivation, I'm sure, at the time.
This is how I make people jealous. I don't want to be. Yeah, that was. I don't know why I even agreed to that.
Oh my goodness!
And then, like, I had that beautiful med student above me. Like, yeah. Hey, I need to study anatomy, and I thought you'd be an excellent. Candidate. I'm like, oh, yeah, dear diary, giggity.
Yeah. She's like, with all the, with your body type, I can't see the muscles. I just have to, you know, make sure I know where they're at. So,
how did I win that lottery, man? She's like, yeah, come on up to my room like 7 o'clock. I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah, well, that didn't go anywhere though, did it?
It did not, but man, I tell you what, she better wash that comforter. I tell you, there's some seepage that came out. Oh, like, oh
my goodness. it fueled my dreams, sorry. Bob. It fueled my dreams.
I think there's a little spotage on your comforter here.
Yeah, nice.
It leaked out of my jeans. I'm sorry.
Seminal fluid. Would you like to go over that with me? Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you got a blue light? You got one of those... If you got one of those blue light things, you might want to check this comforter.
That's right. Let's see. The specimen's right arm muscles are larger than the left arm.
Actually, here's another weird thing I was talked to. Her name was Dr. Cheryl, and she's like, she calls me up one night. She goes, Miles. Yeah? I think there's someone outside in the hallway, like, trying to get in my room.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh, okay.
And you're like, all right, well, let me put the cordless down.
Yeah. You're right, there is someone.
It's me.
On the other side of that door, trying to peek under.
I got the reverse peephole thing going on.
Yeah, I know. But no, I did. This is weird. I had a steak knife. I put it in my pocket. And I walked up there.
Are you serious?
And there was a guy out there in the hallway, like just sitting by her door, just like, "Hey, what's up?" He's like, "Oh, nothing, man."
Nothing.
I'm like, okay, all right. Well,
hey, need a steak knife? Because I got one in my pocket.
I go, "Hey, there is a dude.
There is a guy. He's got an anatomy book. This is your last anatomy partner."
He's putting like one of those dental mirrors underneath your door.
Oh my goodness, that's too funny.
The weird stuff, yeah, I get talking some weird shit. Women, I don't know, I used to get talking weird shit all the time.
Yeah, well, you're easily swayed by the young ladies, that's for certain. You bought breakfast for...
other girl's thing. I was there with my buddy one time, and this like girl like talked me and him like getting a facial, you know, like what?
What?
Like one of these like peel off skin things, okay. You know?
All right. I thought for a second you said your buddy gave you a facial.
No, my buddy didn't give me a facial. No, I was there because we were trying to scam some girls. And he's like, "Yeah, okay, all right." She's like, "Hey, I'm just practicing this stuff. Can I do this for you guys?" And we're like, "Oh, okay. You don't want this green mask or something?" Like,
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I can't imagine how much of that stuff she used on you, for Christ's sake.
No, just the face. Just not the belly. Just the...
Well, I know, but you got this Barney Rubble head. I mean, come on.
And vagina hypnotizes, so we're like, okay, we'll do it. All right, we'll do it.
Oh, I used to let, I mean, I had a lot of hair at the time, and I'd let them, you know, girls play with my hair, sure.
Oh, but now here's the weird part, though. Like, so we're like, all right, she's, you know, doing us both at the same time, so to speak, you know.
Is there a rock quarry involved with this?
Yeah, there's rock quarries. No, but all of a sudden, like, you hear all this giggling going on. She's opened up the door and, like, called, like, all her dorm mates in.
I guess you're lucky there wasn't any kind of Facebook or Twitter. You'd been all over it, so.
Oh, I know. Thank God it was, like, back, you know, way back when. I'm like, thank God, because it was like, jeez.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I'm, you know, one of these things. I'm like, okay, I got talked into it. I got suckered into this. Thank you.
Nice.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Well,
there you
go.
Talking to you.
But there you go. I see. I was talking about history, and we veered off from, you know, the deaths of people to fun stuff. There you go.
No, there's more, but I can't even go into it, man.
But that's what the show's for. That's what the show's about. It's about stories of the past and stories of the present. And
she's like, "Finish my sucker," and I did.
Oh, that's just nasty.
I know, isn't that nasty? I'm like, okay, if it gets me laid, yes, I will do it.
That's, well, and it didn't get you laid, did it?
It did not, no, I got hepatitis from it, unfortunately.
You didn't get hepatitis from that. You're an ass. We made tattoos, we got the same tattoo.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. But there you go. I mean, that's the show. It's about stories. It's been going on from, I probably had elements of stories. And the only story I know I repeated was about the chips that my great aunt gave me. I mean, that was.
Yeah.
But I mean, we haven't repeated a story really, have we?
Oh, I mean, occasionally, sometimes we have, you know, like, oh, I went out to eat, or I went to the store, like, oh. Okay. You know, but sometimes that happens, you know.
It happens.
After 14 years, you're going to sometimes have something that's a little bit, like...
Not funny.
Well, not funny, true. But, you know, but then, like, sometimes I'll listen to an old show and I'll forget stuff. Like, you know, you had a show about, you know, the hide-your-shoes game with your kids.
Oh, I know, yeah. My daughter still talks about that.
And I don't even remember that show, but I just remember, like, listening to that CD, like, a few years ago. I'm like, God, I don't remember him even telling that story.
Yeah, my daughter still talks about hiding your shoes. She loved that game. Of course, she found a possum while we were playing the game.
Yeah, well, there you go.
That was the funny part.
That
was the good part of the story. Nobody was hurt, not even the possum. So
there you go. There you go.
All right, well, if people wanted to get in touch with you, Miles, what would they do there?
Well, that... first of all, you want me to fix your sucker? That will not happen anymore. Okay, so you can stick that in your ass right now. Mm. All right, white man. I tell you what, I was.
If you want to see Miles modeling the static radio thong, you can go to Miles Title on Facebook.
You have to go
on
Facebook. and you can see me eating a thong, a sweet white thong I'm wearing.
Yeah, I was going to title. I didn't want to embarrass you in front of all your Bears friends, but I was going to say there's a little more shed than tulle in that picture. You know what I mean?
I'd say it. I don't care. You can embarrass. Like, I don't want to embarrass you. Yeah, here's a guy, like an overweight guy wearing some teeny tiny thong. I don't want to embarrass you. Yeah, how much will I embarrass
him? I guess that's true, but I was like, oh, I don't want to be jabbing at him. These guys love him, you know?
Yeah, no, I don't care.
You're well-loved in the Bears community online. So.
No, I don't. You can do that on Twitter and stuff like that.
And Miles Title on Twitter. And Static Radio on Twitter. So, and we got Static Radio on Facebook somewhere. I don't know. It's a page somewhere. So yeah. Look it up.
So if you have a story about you finishing someone's candy that they've already eaten, we'd like to hear it.
Yeah, we'd love to hear it. Maybe you can make post on Facebook.
For the possibility of maybe getting laid, you can tell us your own story, I guess.
Oh, there you go. What foolish things have you done in the pursuit of pussy? There you go.
You know, I'm going to have to put that on my status and put out our phone number. And
there you go. Tell us your story.
We're afraid it's going to be like Doc or somebody. That's what I'm afraid of. I
killed a man. Yeah.
I killed a man. I watched him die.
That's right. Took his girlfriend.
I ate his pancreas. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm just kidding, Doc.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
joking.
A joke.
I'm joking.
Yeah, you better watch out.
I know.
All right, well. All right, well, I will catch you next time there, Miles. And
Next time it is, yes.
We'll venture on to the next 14 years.
Oh, Static Show, how goofy is thy podcast? You've recorded like 100,000 shows. But who is listening? Nobody knows. Miles' constant impressions of Sean Connery and Bob's creepy laugh, they both bother me. Oh, Static Show, why do we keep on listening? Merry Christmas, Bob and Miles.